Oh, that's good. Before I get started, I'd just like to say Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. This is a great day, right? And before I get into my lesson this morning, I got a story. Morris and Esther, his wife, they went to the fair every year. And every year, Morris says, "Esther, I'd sure like to ride that there helicopter." Esther says, "Morris, that helicopter ride is $50. And $50 is $50. Well, one year, Morris said, "Esther, I'm 85 years old. If I don't get to ride that helicopter pretty soon, I ain't never going to get to ride it." And she said, "Morris, that helicopter is $50, and $50 is $50. Well, the helicopter pilot, he overheard him, and he says, "Folks, I'll tell you what I'll do." He says, "I'll take you up on a ride in my helicopter, and it'll be free, but if you say one word, it's $50. And so he took him up. He did all kinds of fancy maneuvers, daredevil tricks. And I mean, he really went all out, and they didn't say one word. Finally, he landed, and he says, "Morris," he says, "I am impressed." He says, "I did all that, and you never said one word." Morris said, "I was going to when Esther fell out, but you know, $50 is $50. You know, I've learned some things in my lifetime, and we all have, and I wrote 24 down, and I'd like to share them with you today. The first one is, always say kind words to someone you love before you leave them, because you may never see them again. I don't know if Morris said anything kind to Esther or not. But Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "You cannot do a kindness too soon, for you never know how soon it will be too late." I've learned that it's taken me a long time to become the person I want to be, and I'm still not there. Psalms, the 23rd chapter and verse 3 says, "He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Psalms, the 37th chapter and verse 23 says, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way." Psalms 119th chapter verse 9 says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy word." Psalms 119th chapter verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Number 3, I've learned that you can keep going long after you think you can't. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Number 4, I've learned that we are responsible for what we do, no matter how we feel. Psalms chapter 32 and verse 8 says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." Isaiah, the 30th chapter and verse 21 says, "And your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right or to the left." Number 5, I've learned that you can get by on charm for about 15 minutes, and after that, you better know something. Number six, I've learned that no matter how thin you slice it, there is always two sides. Number seven, I've learned that you can do something in an instant that will bother you for the rest of your life. You see, sometimes your mouth will overload your brain. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 7 says, a fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are the snare of his soul. And Mark Twain once said that he had been through some terrible things in his life, some of which actually happened. Number eight, I've learned that no matter how your relationship with your mom and your dad are, you will miss them terribly after they are gone. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12 says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 through 3 reads, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Number nine, I've learned that you better control your attitude or it will control you. Proverbs 15, chapter 15, verse 1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32 says, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who captures a city. James chapter 1, verse 19 through 20 says, this you know, my beloved brethren, but let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and verse 26 says, be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Number 10, I've learned that there are people who love you dearly, but just don't know how to show it. Love is not ooey and gooey. Love is courage, respect. It's all about loving people no matter where they are in life. Love is looking for the good, not the bad. Number 11, I've learned that I need to be more like my dad. My dad was always reaching out to help someone. He was always presenting the gospel to others, especially family on the East Coast. He would write page after page of scriptures. He tried to set a good example, especially to us kids. He was a God-fearing man. Number 12. I've learned that you shouldn't compare yourself to the best others can do, but to the best you can do. And you know it takes perseverance. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5 says, and not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. Job, Joseph, Abraham, Noah, to name a few who persevered. Abraham Lincoln also persevered. He failed at business at age 22. He lost the legislative race at age 23. Again, he failed at business at age 25. His sweetheart died when he was 26. He had a nervous breakdown at age 27. He lost a congressional race at age 34, 37, and 39. He lost a senatorial race at age 46. He failed in his efforts to become the vice president of the United States at age 47. He lost another senatorial race at age 49. At 52 years of age, he was elected president of the United States and is now remembered as one of the great leaders in world history. Number 13, I've learned that it's not what happens to people that's important, it's what they do about it. My pastor told me this story. It's not a story, he saw it actually happen. Foster and I went to Magic Valley Christian College in 1958 down in southern Idaho in a little town called Albion. And I mean little because it was just a gas station, a cafe, and a pool hall, and a few homes. And most of the people who lived there were cowboys and ranchers. And they didn't like the Church of Christ coming in there, because most of them were Mormons. Anyway, George W. Dehoff, who was the president of the college, walked into the cafe one morning, and there was a bunch of cowboys sitting at the counter, and they started in on him. They said, "Hey, preacher man, how you doing, preacher man? Why don't you say a prayer for us, preacher man?" And Foster said, "George W. Dehoff raised his right hand and bowed his head and said a prayer right there." And he said, "You could have heard a pin drop." And when he was over with his prayer, there was a little bit of applause. So you see, it isn't what we say or think that defines us, but what we do. And that's a plaque that Joyce has. Number 14, I've learned that it's easier to react than it is to think. Number 15, I've learned that it isn't always enough to be forgiven by others. Sometimes you have to learn to forgive yourself. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace." 1 John 1, first chapter and verse 9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12 says, "For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and verse 25 says, "I, even I, am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." You see, sometimes we punish ourselves, maybe overeating, undereating. Maintaining a healthy body and a healthy mind is worth the effort. Sometimes we blame God, blame others, blame ourselves. Sometimes we chain ourselves to grudges and upsets that may have happened years ago. Number 16, I've learned that two people can look at the exact same thing and see something different. Republicans and Democrats, right? Number 17, I've learned that it takes years to build up trust and only seconds to destroy it. You see, we need to trust in God's word. Do not put your faith in man's word. I've seen some who have walked away from the truth just to follow some man who they have looked up to. Number 18, I've learned that it's not what you have in your life, but who you have in your life that counts. 1 John chapter 5, 11 and 13 says, and the witness is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has a life, he who has a Son, has a life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you have eternal life. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me. Number 19. I've learned that my best friend and I can do anything or nothing and still have a good time. My best friend is Foster Fair. He's sitting there in the back. I've known Foster for 60-some years. We grew up together. I remember Foster coming up to Jones Creek where we lived on a farm to spend the night. My dad took us down to Hamilton where all the teenage kids went to roller skate. They had these clamp-on roller skates that clamped right on your shoes. Now, the roller skating rink at Hamilton was very unique. In the wintertime, when it got cold, they had a big wooden stove in there, and it was about 6 feet tall and 4 feet wide. And at times, it would get cherry red hot. And Red Jungbluff had built a fence around the stove to keep kids from skating into it. Another thing about this skating rink was that it had waves built on one side of it. You had to climb a ladder, which was about 20 feet tall, and it was built right into the wall. And you went down a big curve, and then over three big waves and one small wave out onto the main floor. Now, the first time I went over those waves, I almost knocked myself out. And some of those kids got so proficient they could go down those waves backwards. Around 10 o'clock at night, Foster and I would walk home, which was about 3 miles. And we'd always walk with these two girls that lived in the same neighborhood. You see, in those days, there wasn't too many TVs and the radios didn't have very good reception. We had a lot of other adventures, but you probably don't want to hear them.
Oh, yeah.
Number 20, I've learned that at my age, 2:30 afternoon naps are pretty much mandatory. Number 21, I've learned that kids better mind their father when he tells them what not to do. Joyce had an uncle, Clark, and Aunt Maud, and they had four boys. And Uncle Clark told his boys, he says, if you don't smoke, you don't cuss, at graduation I'll buy you a brand new car. Well, the third boy, Kent, 2 weeks before graduation, he came home one evening and threw his jacket over a chair and a pack of cigarettes fell out. And Uncle Clark told Kent, he says, this is going to hurt me worse than it's going to hurt you. Because he dearly wanted to buy him a brand new car. And of course, Kent dearly wanted a brand new car. He didn't get one. Uncle Clark raised all four of those boys and put them through college. And the youngest one was huge. He played offensive tackle for the Hawaiian University of Hawaii. And later on in life, he was an athletic director for the University of Idaho. And you'll have to ask Joyce how that guy got so big. Number 22, I've learned that no matter how bad your heart is broken, the world doesn't stop for your pain. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Psalms, the 46th chapter and verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Deuteronomy, the 41st chapter, verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you." Number 23, I've learned the most important thing in my life is God's word. It has gotten me through some hard times in my life. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 through 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." For those of you who know me, you're probably thinking, I haven't learned a lot in my lifetime. I hope and pray I've learned enough of God's word to and followed it close enough to be in his presence someday. Number 24, the last one I wrote down. I've learned that in order to become a child of God, one must believe that Jesus is Lord, must repent of his sins, confess the name of Jesus, must be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Mark 16:16, in the Great Commission, Jesus said, "He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned." If you have any need this morning, if the elders can assist you in any way, please come as we stand and sing.